The next time you're out walking in your neighborhood, take a look at how many homes have solar panels on the roof. There could be a lot more soon. The new climate bill raises the tax credits on rooftop solar panels to 30%, and that could motivate millions of Americans to think about generating clean power at home. So what do you need to know if you're thinking about going solar? Vikram Agarwal is CEO and founder of Energy Sage. It's an online solar marketplace where people can go get competing bids from solar companies. Vikram, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. I'm glad to be talking to you today.
And we're glad to have you. You know, before the climate bill, solar tax credits were about to go down next year and then expire completely in 2024. So what does renewing the tax credit at 30% mean for the rooftop solar industry?
Yeah, so Peter, it's actually great news for the solar industry, both for the industry and the consumers, that the tax credit has been extended for the next 10 years. So typically what happens when tax credits step down and are about to go away, consumers typically rush to get their solar installations completed before that happens. And because consumers rush, solar installation companies are overburdened with demand. And at that point, what happens is prices increase and consumers get squeezed and the industry gets squeezed. This increase in the duration of tax credits gives businesses a lot of certainty about what's going to happen over the next 10 years. And this allows them to hire, build their teams, and give consumers even better service, better prices.
From the homeowner's point of view, do you think the credits are a motivator for people to put solar panels on their house?
Absolutely. The biggest driver for this decision is financial. When these tax credits are included, solar installations can pay off in anywhere from 7 to 10 years. So that's a rate of return of anywhere from 10% to 13, 14% a year, which is an excellent rate of return on their investment.
So it's likely that many more people now are thinking about putting solar on their roofs, but they're also probably wondering if this is a wise investment, because where I live in Arizona, and by the way, I just put solar panels on my house, there's rarely a cloud in the sky, but that is not true for most of the country, right? If you live in Massachusetts, the calculation might be different. How do you know if it's right for you?
So one of the easy ways to find if solar is right for you and it's a good financial decision is there is a calculator on energysage.com. It literally will take you 30 seconds. You can input your address, identify your roof on a map, and we will very quickly tell you how much solar will cost you and how much you will save. That said, in most of the country at this point, solar makes for a really good investment. While in states like Massachusetts, where we may not get so much sun throughout the year, the quality of the solar radiation is actually pretty good. While solar panels like sunshine, they don't like heat. So in Massachusetts, for example, we have really good solar radiation, and the temperature never really gets that high. So in the summer, solar panels can produce as much electricity as they're designed to produce. In Massachusetts and some of the other states in the Northeast, for example, electricity prices are very high. And solar makes a ton of sense when you can generate your own electricity and avoid paying that those high bills to your utility.
Now, another challenge I know people will face is that there are dozens and dozens and dozens of solar panel companies to choose from, especially when there's a subsidy from the government involved, right? People want to get in on that kind of business. Many of these companies are new to the game. Not all of them are created equal. How can people be sure that they're hiring someone that they can trust?
Absolutely. It's very, very important that you as a homeowner select the right company to do your solar installation. There are now over 4,000 solar installation companies in the country. A lot of them are local businesses that operate in your community. So the one thing that we recommend, here are a few factors that we recommend that you look at before selecting your solar installation company. Number one is, how long have they been in business? How many solar installations have they completed? How are their reviews online? What kind of certifications and training do they have? Do they have their own installation crew, or do they outsource it to somebody else? Can they provide references and examples of the installations that they have done? So there is some work that goes into making sure that you are finding the right solar installation company.
So you should do the research on the company that you hire, but you should also probably do the research on how you're going to pay for this, because solar panels can cost a lot of money, as you said, easily $20,000 or more. You could pay cash. A lot of people can't. On the other hand, solar financing can be kind of tricky. What should people know about that?
Absolutely. So there are two very popular ways that consumers choose to finance their installation. The first one is you can take out a loan to pay for solar panels. Number two is solar companies tend to offer loan options to consumers. You should look at that. And if neither of those two are good options, there are companies that offer something called leases, which are also sometimes referred to as power purchase agreements or PPAs. So leasing is just like you are leasing your car. You are essentially renting the car. The leasing company will install the solar panels system on your home. They will operate it. They will maintain it for you. You pay them on a monthly basis. You essentially end up saving a little bit of money on your monthly electric bills in that scenario.
The caution there is you don't own the panels, so if it goes to sell your house, you may have a challenge there. Also, many lenders require you to pay down the principal on your loan with a 30% tax credit as soon as you get it. And if you don't, the payment will balloon. So these are some tough questions that you got to figure out.
That is a really good point that you bring, Peter, that consumers should do their homework. So number one, we always recommend consumers get quotes from at least three, if not five, solar installation companies. That allows you to see your different options, different equipment quality options, different loan options, different financing options. And that allows you to compare who's offering you a better value, better price, and better financing.
Okay, and finally, once those solar panels are up and running and creating power, how much can people expect to save on electricity every month? I know a lot of people will want their systems to cover the bill completely.
Yeah, so that depends on your local utility regulations. So essentially, you have the ability, depending on how much electricity you consume in a given year and how much roof space you have the potential to generate all of that electricity from your rooftop. So that is definitely a possibility. And some of our customers that we are seeing is they are even installing a larger system size so that they can plan ahead for their electric car or for their heat pump. So that is definitely available. Now, some utilities have a minimum bill requirement. So what that means is some utilities are charging a minimum fee for you to be connected to the grid. So with that in mind, you might be able to generate enough electricity to save anywhere from 80, 90% all the way to 100% of your energy bills, given whatever the utility regulations are.
Vikram Agarwal is CEO and founder of Energy Sage. That's an online solar marketplace. Thank you very much for your insights. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter.